That sure was a great meal, Mom. I'm stuffed. I think I'll wait until later to eat a piece of pie. So save one for me, okay?
Don't forget to offer to help with the job of cleaning up the kitchen. Have you ever thanked God for dirty dishes? Thank you. That's the name of my story on this Thanksgiving Day. Psalm 136 begins and ends with, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever." And then verse 26, "Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever." Our story? Thank you. "Oh, I'm full," declared Cassie, pushing away from the table. "Me too," agreed Elliot. "Oh, that turkey was yummy." "Would you all like pie now?" asked Mom, "or would you rather wait until a little later?" "Later," everyone chimed in. Mom began to remove plates and food from the table, and everybody pitched in to help. "Let me pull the rest of the meat off the turkey bones," offered Grandma when the table was cleared. "Oh, thanks, that'll be a big help," said Mom. "I'll put the leftovers away, and you kids can load the dishwasher. And I think you should scrape the plates this time. You'll have to wash some of the pots and pans by hand today, too." Cassie sighed. "Elliot, you scrape and I'll rinse," she said quickly, and they got to work. "Oh, Mom," whined Cassie after a bit, "there are so many dishes to do today. I've never liked doing dirty dishes. We'll hardly have any time left to play." Grandma smiled. "Oh, I think you'll have plenty of time," she said. "There aren't so many to do by hand. Most of them go in the dishwasher." "Yes," agreed Mom. "The dishwasher is definitely something to be thankful for." "Well, I still don't like dirty dishes," grumbled Cassie. Murmured Mom. "A long time ago, I read a little poem that has always stuck with me. I tried to find out who wrote it, but I never did. It goes something like this. Thank God for dirty dishes, they have a tale to tell. While other folks go hungry, we're eating very well. We've health and home and happiness and should not fret or fuss. For by this stack of evidence, God's very good to us." "Oh, I like that poem," exclaimed Grandma. "Say it again. I need to learn that poem." She looked at Cassie and Elliot. "And you know what, kids?" she added. "I think you should both learn it, too." "Well, how about you? Have you ever thanked God for dirty dishes? How about dirty clothes? Maybe you can think of other things that seem annoying, but really are a blessing. Remember that all the things that God gives you are good, and he gives so much. Be sure to thank him for all things, both big and small. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." And our key thought, thank God for all he gives. Let's see if I can come up with things starting with the letters of the word Thanksgiving that I'm thankful for. T, a good cup of hot tea on a cold evening. H, handkerchiefs. Yeah, in cold weather, I'm blowing my nose a lot. A, all things. N, neighbors. K, my dear wife's kisses. S, songs I have learned through the years. G, oh, that's for God, my heavenly Father. I, ice cream, especially in a turtle sundae. V, vinegar. Yep, I drink some mixed with grape and apple juice. It's a good tonic. I, again, ice cream, my second favorite, butter pecan. N, the newspaper. And finally, G, all good things God supplies. Bye now.